It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. 3 years ago today, the Waukesha community witnessed a horrific tragedy at its Christmas parade. A driver barreled on the parade route, killing six people and injuring dozens more.
Now, a symbol of Waukesha's healing and resilience is being dedicated today. To honor the victims, a heart-shaped memorial with a wall of community-designed clay tiles will open at Grady Park near downtown Waukesha.
To learn more about the parade memorial, we have Carmen De La Paz, a Waukesha-based carpenter, designer, welder, and Emmy-nominated TV host. Carmen, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And Sean Riley is the city mayor of Waukesha. Mayor Riley, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Mayor Riley, on this third anniversary, how is your community doing?
Well, as I think everyone knows, the community went through a terrible tragedy. It impacted pretty much the entire community. I think the thing that we can take heart from is that the community gathered to help all the people who were traumatically injured, people who lost a family member, all the people who witnessed the tragedy. So how are we doing? I think 3 years out, grief comes to people in different ways. And our community was affected differently, depending upon whether you were there, whether you were injured, whether you lost a loved one. But what I take heart from is the fact that our community has helped and come together to help those that were the most impacted. The community support for everyone is truly outstanding.
I wonder, Carmen, how do you see this memorial serving as both a remembrance of the horrible event, but also resilience and hope?
I've had firsthand experience over the last course of almost 2 years since we started the Tile Community Project to actually come face to face with so many people that were affected in all the different ways that Mayor Riley has addressed. And I think in the end that there is a process to grieving and there is a process to healing. And sometimes you take two steps forwards and one step back. And I think that just the memorial as kind of a beacon of something that has brought people together in a healing way is a wonderful step for the community as a whole. We've had little kids involved. I've helped up to elderly people in their 90s make a tile. So it really has encompassed all ages, shapes, and color of our community for this memorial park project, which I think is just wonderful that it's not just from a construction standpoint and not just a beautiful architectural job, but that there is actually the pulse of people embedded into the park.
We're going to talk about the tiles in a moment, but Mayor Riley, can you walk us through the memorial and give us a picture in our mind's eye what it looks like?
Sure. Well, what will immediately draw your eye is the six hearts. They're woven together, and it's to symbolize the six lives that were lost. It's also to show that both pain and joy are something that people experience together. So that's kind of the thing that I think people will see first. Then the tile wall, it's Waukesha Strong Community Tile Project that Carmen has spearheaded, will also draw your eye to it too. It's I think it's over 1,000 tiles. It's mainly blue, but it's got a couple different shades of blue in it. And that symbolizes like 1,000 people made the tiles. So individuals made those tiles and they become part of this project. And each of those tiles has some type of design etched into it and it becomes a permanent part of this memorial. So what it is the individuals in the community basically providing their support to all those who were injured, all those who were affected by this. The grounds, there's ribbons, there's benches that are kind of part of the ribbon of the hearts, and that also the paths are kind of ribbons also. Mm-hmm. At this time, you know, you won't be seeing the greenery, but in the future, it'll be extremely well landscaped park, And what I do see is besides being a great place to just kind of sit and take in the beauty of it, it will also be a place for reflection for people to process their thoughts, their griefs, and to work through their injuries or the community's injuries.
And seeing that open heart being kind of this beacon to bring people in, does that make you, you know, what emotions come up for you with the heart?
Well, it's very, for me, it's very easy to to be overwhelmed by emotions because the community went through so much. Mm. But it's also, there's also some happiness in there or some joy because how our community did respond is absolutely wonderful. Like I kind of keep saying it, but the community came together and supported those who were most injured. The other thing I also just want to add, which I didn't say, at 4:39 each day, the hearts will be lit up with a blue light for 6 minutes to also honor those who passed.
Oh, wow. Wow. Carmen, can you talk more about the Community Tile Project as part of the memorial and how it's come together?
Sure. I was actually one of the artists selected for the another commissioned project, which is a sculpture, which will be another phase to the park that I'll be doing at a later date. And in that process, I was in meetings and I was asked if I had any ideas for some type of a community involvement in the park. And I said, give me 24 hours and I'll let you know and let me think about it. And literally it came to me overnight that we could have people create their own tiles. And so I wrote up the proposal, presented it to the commission, and they accepted it. And essentially, it's actually about 1,200 tiles are on that wall, and they're each 6.5 by 6.5 inches. I've rolled out and pressed 1,400 pounds of clay and went all over the city. We did seminars or sessions with people all over the community where people could come and create their own tiles and etch them in. Literally, I've done them in bars, bowling alleys, churches, on the sidewalk in downtown Waukesha. I even had one of the canine dog police officers from the city of Waukesha embed their paw into one of the tiles. And so essentially, I would come to these events with the tile still wet and raw. And people would have, I would provide tools and help them. Some of them, I'll be honest, I have my hand in many of those tiles helping people line up the letters or so many people would say, I'm not an artist. I don't know what I'm doing. And I would say to them, less is more and just show what you want to share from your heart. And the amazing thing is that I didn't know what the reaction would be. I didn't know if people would be into the project or not into the project. And we initially started the project with a goal of, can you get 500 tiles, Carmen? I was like, I don't know. I don't know if 500 people are going to show up. And then 500 went to 1,038. And then 1,038, I got them all done. And then it was, can you get another 200? So literally, and that was like in the last 3 weeks, we cranked them out. And I have a huge thank you to South High School ceramic students and their teacher, Cody Gallis, as well as Tom Mancuso, who is one of the art coordinators for the district of Waukesha School District. The two of them were my lifeline because they helped me with getting all those tiles into the glaze, getting them bisqued. Well, first they get bisque, which means that they turn from clay to glass or ceramic. They get vitrified, and then they come back out, and then they get glazed, and they go back in the oven, and then we have to take them all out and pack them. And so you can imagine how many hours went into this process, and I am honored. I'm humbled by the fact that so many people in Waukesha embrace the project. We're gleeful to be a part of it. And I really do believe that it was a healing process for so many people. In one of our sessions, one of the young high school people from South High School band that got hit met for the first time one of the nurses and her family that helped him at one of our tile sessions. So the whole tile session like did a whole full circle for people. I had people whose, you know, whose wife, one of the husbands, told me the story of what happened the night that he lost his wife. And I don't want to get emotional because it's so sad. And this man has so much more faith after this, that to me, it's been incredible. And it was wonderful to meet him and to speak with him and to connect with him and his family and his grandchildren, his children. And so I know that it's a very small thing to go and make a tile, but on an emotional level, on a psychological level, I think it did a huge thing to heal many people during the process. I think even more so than I expected and more so than they expected when they got a little cold piece of clay put in front of them.
Oh, this is community through and through. And Carmen, thank you so much for describing the process and how many people are a part of it. We're talking about the opening of the Waukesha Christmas Parade Memorial in Grady Park with Carmen de la Paz, Waukesha-based carpenter, designer, and welder. And Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley is here. Mayor, I'm wondering if you would read the inscription near the base of the memorial. What would you read it? What does it say?
At the base of the memorial, it says, "We dedicate this memorial to the 6 lives tragically lost in the Waukesha Christmas Parade, the nearly 70 others who sustained physical injuries, and the countless individuals deeply impacted by the events on November 21st, 2021. This memorial also honors the first responders, healthcare workers, and bystanders whose bravery and quick response were crucial in providing aid and support that day. May this memorial stand as a testament to the strength and unity of our community, symbolizing how we come together in support and solidarity through times of profound loss and tragedy."
Thank you so much for reading that. At the ceremony, there will be the United Way's Waukesha Resiliency Center. What is available through this center, Mayor, and what will it be offering?
So the Resiliency Center has been in existence for about 2 years now, I believe. Between NAMI and United Way, we basically set up counseling for people impacted by the tragedy. So there are a number of professionals there and counselors that will meet with people. We do expect that, like when we have dedicated the other memorial and when we've had events, the Resiliency Center is there to provide help for those people who are, you know, feeling overwhelmed by the events and by their loss. So the Resiliency Center will have people there, but they're also available all the time. If you are someone who was impacted by the parade and you wish to have any type of mental health counseling or just want someone to talk to, the Resiliency Center is there for you. They'll be there tonight. But they're also there for you at any other time, too.
Carmen, how has this project influenced or affected your work as an artist?
More than anything else, it impacts me because you don't realize how your art is going to impact everybody else. You hope and you wish and you create something usually in a bubble all by yourself in a studio. And when it's done, you bring it out to the world. And most of the time, especially because I work in television, what I do is create it. It goes onto the screen and I'm not in that living room. I don't know how the viewers see it or like it. And this particular project has allowed me to be fully immersed in the emotions of the process, which can only make any artist's work that much better. And it makes the importance of what you're contributing more. I'm more aware of that. Whereas before, you just do it and you put it out there and it goes. And if they like it, cool. But now it's like, but wait, you're actually affecting people with what you're doing. It actually matters. And I think that that's a huge, wonderful aspect to being an artist, to have that really fully understood and felt.
Mayor Riley and Carmen, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That was Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley and Waukesha-based carpenter, designer, and welder Carmen De La Paz. They were talking about the opening of the Waukesha Parade Memorial at Grady Park. It's a space for reflection, healing, and remembrance of the six victims who lost their lives at the Waukesha Christmas Parade 3 years ago today.